You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice-less this week, but not alone. Once again in the studio, we've got an old mate of the station at this point. We've got the wonderful Anna Chaya-Scotney in here. Kia ora, Anna, how are you this morning?
Atamari Ifano, I'm really good. How are you both?
Good. Oh, it's such a treat to have you up here. We've had you in this space in so many capacities over the years, because you are one of those people who wears pretty much as many hats as it's possible to have. You've got music, you've got screen acting, you've got, I guess you could call it performance art as a space that you step into. And also stage and theatre creation. And that is kind of the world we're talking a wee bit about today. Scattergun, after the death of Ruaumoko, which is opening on the 18th of April, 2 days away. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, pretty exciting, pretty cool. And yeah, as you say, I definitely like to hustle, bustle, toil and trouble and a number of different creative disciplines. But this is exciting for me because theatre's like sort of the OG stomping ground.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to, I think I first started making theatre when I was 16.
Wow.
In this really dope little theatre company in Wellington called Long Cloud Youth Theatre, where it was sort of it was just like a space to be able to really go ham and like be proud of being a theatre geek.
Yeah, totally.
So it feels like this is, I feel like that little 16-year-old girly would be proud, you know. I love Silo Theatre, who are wrapping around the play this time around after a couple of little sort of humble seasons within the Omicron of it all.
I know, we were just talking about that off air. So the first kind of time that Scattergun had a life was literally before the big Omicron.
It was inside Omicron.
Wow.
Which was such a weird time. I mean, for everybody obviously in the live performance community across music, dance, theatre, opera, all of it, you know. So to be able to even put the show forward at that time was kind of a miracle.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And here we are today, all of like, 2 years later or something. And this time around, it's really exciting. It sort of feels as though it's the arrival, like the consolidation of all of the effort. It's a solo performance.
Yep.
So it's just me out there on the boards, acting me little heart out for 70 minutes, girls.
That is quite feat. Also, it's quite the feat, even if you hadn't also kind of created the world as well. But I think when you're taking something that you've, you know, written, then, you know, performed over a few different iterations, repositioned it in a new space, repositioned it in a new world that we're kind of in.
Yes.
What has that feeling been like for you as a performer to get to kind of chase it through to this stage now?
That's a good question. I mean, I think the cool thing about this particular text, and I say text because it's really, it's about language and like it's inspired by epic poetry and inspired by whai kōrero.
Mm-hmm.
And so many different people have like been a part of the creative process right from Scattergun's genesis up until now, which I think is quite cool, you know, being a piece of solo performance, because it's like, I feel like the assumption is that it's sort of like my little opus that I've been like squirreled away kind of crafting, but that's really not the case with Scattergun.
Yeah.
You know, like it was born through a residency that was sussed out by Basement Theatre. So shout out to Nisha, who's no longer at Basement, but she was the one who was like, Anna, are you working on anything? And I was like, yeah, like I kind of want to make an epic poem about like the awkwardness of like place and belonging as like an assimilated Māori girly. You know, in the urban source and about like how class and race kind of intersect and where a politics starts and ends and where a person starts and ends and all of that stuff. So went on a road trip to Te Ude Wera with Eleanor Bishop, shout out Eleanor, shout out. And then, you know, have been really fortunate to collaborate with my friend Isadora Lau, who was like the operator at that kind of skeleton crew inaugural season in Wellington, where the whole team was dropping like flies around, becoming household contacts of COVID of it all. I know it was really intense,
it
but
is
also kind of
crazy to think back on that being an experience in our recent past. Eh?
I know,
like a fever dream. Yeah.
I know. And then coming into this iteration now, where you know, being able to collaborate with Sophie Roberts, who's directing the show, and she's just so extraordinary and so experienced and really, really, she's such an epic director, so that's been amazing. And then working with Ratu Gordon, working with Rachel and Brad in the space of design. And Datu's doing this really extraordinary thing where he's taken the seismographic data from Mount Ruapehu, and then he's like transposed it into sound, and then he's like shifted the frequencies so that it can be audible to the human ear with gusto, whānau.
That is so amazing. What a process.
Yeah.
It is, I think, it's almost in the name, Scattergun. There's this kind of broadness to this and broadness to that community that you've drawn in on the story. Mm. But what is the story actually about? Who's our central protagonist? What's their epic poem?
Yeah, the central character is a character called Agnes, a.k.a. Scattergun. And, it's the play just tracks through a night in her life, and this particular night marks the five-year anniversary of the death of her younger brother, Ruomoko, who's named after the Māori god, the Atua of tectonics and volcanism and seasonal change. And so I guess that's sort of the metaphor of it all. And the play kind of, surfs through that night, and she reconnects with this guy from her past called Old Maid, and then, you know, they fuck, and it kind of, like, doesn't work out, and then they fight, and then she's kind of cruising through, like, looking for some sort of semblance of completion or kind of closure in the grieving process for her little brother, and, encountering all of these different characters as she lurches through Auckland on this particular night.
Yeah.
And the really cool thing is, like, as a sort of gumboot thesis, the question that I sort of was like, okay, the epic poem of it all, to answer that part of your question, was like, what is the meaning of the word ukaipō? So, and what is the meaning of this passage, Te Whenua Ukaipō, which is like, you know, a place that you hail from, a place that you find sustenance, and how do we kind of reconcile with that, you know, obviously in this version, this climate, both politically, socially, physically in Aotearoa today. So, I mean, it's just like really like chill questions and like really like low-res questions. It's just really like
just
fun,
was super
light,
quick and
like,
easy.
Yeah, exactly. But the really cool thing is, like, I think it's nice to find a way of, like, you know, in terms of tone, like having a little pathos in there and like looking for opportunities to crack gags and funnies, because otherwise it's just a little gnarly, could like easily slide into, I don't know, My Chemical Romance hours for 70 minutes.
A bit of that.
I mean, a little bit, but we don't want it for
But I feel like that's the thing that you, one of the things that you are so strong at as a performer, Anna, is bringing that humour into the pathos of it all. Because
thank you, my G.
Because that's a really important thing, especially for people who, you know, have a everyone's got a relationship to grief, but people who know what that really feels like, there's a lot of weird, funny strangeness that happens in that space as well, and kind of being able to reflect that in this story feels very important, I think, and feels true to this character Agnes and her kind of her youth and her kind of way of processing these things as well. Getting to re-perform someone that you've created, what's that like? Do you feel like the relationship to her changes every time you're kind of embodying that?
Yeah, definitely. I was saying to Sophie early on in the process that I feel like I, even though I only, you know, wrote the text maybe like 2 years ago or something, like I'm 29 now, you know, now I'm a wise old girl. No, but I just feel like more of a big sister to Scattergun and to the play, you know, so it sort of feels like already having, you know, and because I've been training to direct cinema with a crew of like really inspirational homies.
So this is the Jane Campion program, is that right?
Yeah. It's called A Wave in the Ocean. And yeah, so shout out to the fams, any of the girls who might be tuning in from A Wave in the Ocean. Like, so I don't know, it's just a part of that evolution, right? Like, I feel as though, yeah, maybe it's true that thing that people say, like, as an artist or storyteller, always making like different iterations of the same story, you know? And so for me, it seems to come back to that question around place, around home, around being of a diaspora, you know, in your own whenua, and those kind, like a process of reconciliation. And I think that's important to say as well. We really want our mission statement, or our kaupapa for this particular version of the show, is to really create something that has like an uplifting or remedial feel, not in a corny way, hopefully. but just to be able to go, like, we want people to walk out of the theatre feeling held and like they've had, you know, a chance to be in a still for a moment. Like,
Yeah, that's a really generous thing to want for your audience, I think.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I am very excited to see this. 18th of April through to the 4th of May.
Woo.
Upstairs at Kew Theatre Loft.
Yes.
And supported by Silo.
Yes. Well, presented by Silo.
Yeah, by Silo.
Big partnership hours, which is so exciting.
It is indeed. And people can grab tickets. You can either go to Silo Theatre's website, you can go to Kew Theatre's website, but it's going to be a pretty special show. Anna, thank you so much for speaking with us. Anna Chai-Scotney.
Thank you.
Scattergun is happening very, very soon, so grab yourself a ticket. We'll see you later. Ka kite.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.